Seal Test presents Seal Test Variety Theater. Yes, it's the Seal Test Variety Theater with Henry Russell and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, our pal Eddie Bracken, and as our guest star, America's leading purveyor of hard-boiled glamour, Burt Lancaster. And now here she is, our gal Thursday, the singing star of our show, Dorothy L'Amour.
Oh, that was really fine, John. You couldn't have read that opening any better if we'd been on the air.
Well, thanks, Dottie. And now, are we going to get on with the rest of the rehearsal?
Well, I'd love to, but Eddie Bracken hasn't gotten here yet.
And I don't see Burt Lancaster around.
Well, Bert's in his dressing room going over the script. But Eddie Bracken should have been here long ago. I wonder what's keeping him.
But I gotta get into that rehearsal. I'm late now.
I'm sorry, but I can't let you in. I don't have the authority.
But you're the NBC doorman.
Oh, you've been misinformed. I'm only the assistant doorman. Yours is a very special case. You'll have to go right to the head doorman.
Hey, look, son, I told you I'm the head doorman, and I can't let you in without a pass.
But I'm supposed to be on the Dorothy L'Amour show this week. They're rehearsing inside now, and I'm supposed to be there.
Who do you think you are crashing in here, Jane Russell?
Jane Russell? You must be seeing things. Well, look, what do you think this is? I gotta get into that rehearsal. Now, please let me in.
What do you do, anyway?
I'm a comedian.
Shh.
What's the matter?
You want to be kidnapped by CBS?
But
Please go away. I have work to do. Besides, I don't even know who you are.
How can you say that? Don't you ever see any movies?
Well, certainly I do.
Well, what was the last picture you saw?
The Birth of a Nation.
The Birth of a Nation? Why, that was 40 years ago. That's 40
yes,
years...
Yes, yes, I know. I see all my pictures on television.
Look, mister, I'm Eddie Bracken.
Eddie Bracken? Well, one of my favorite comedians.
Ah.
Oh, I've gotten some great laughs out of Eddie Bracken in pictures. Ah. Why, I'd know Bracken anywhere when he tells a joke.
Ah.
Hey, tell me one of your jokes.
Oh, sure, I'll be glad to. Now, get this. On my way over here, a fellow walked up to me and said, "Excuse me, mister, could you help me out? I haven't had a bite in weeks." So I bit him. Well?
You better show me some identification.
This is getting ridiculous. Now look here, doorman.
Wait a minute. I didn't like your tone of voice when you called me doorman.
My tone of voice? Well, look, what are you talking about?
I know what I'm talking about. Just because you're an actor,
well,
don't think
you
could...
Well, you got me all wrong. Why, I wouldn't think
for your information, let me tell you, I wasn't always a doorman. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you the story of my life. It all began when I was born in a little Midwestern town. Don't ask me which one.
All right.
I grew up, fell in love, and married the most beautiful girl in the world. Don't ask me her name.
If you don't want me to.
We settled down. I had a thriving business, and we had children. Don't ask me how many.
You've got yourself a deal.
Then came disaster. My wife left me. My children left me. I lost my business, and all because of one unfortunate mistake I made. But don't ask me what it was.
Let me say that that's the saddest story I ever heard. Well, I don't see how you can stand it. You should get away. You should go someplace.
I should go someplace?
Yeah, but don't ask me where.
Eddie Bracken sure holding up our rehearsal with Burt Lancaster. John, have you heard from him yet?
No, I haven't, Donnie. I wonder why he didn't send a message.
Well, I don't know, but in the meantime...
Get the best, get sealed test.
And get the Seal Test flavor of the month for the best ice cream eating ever. It's chocolate flake ice cream, smooth and creamy, rich and wonderful, lip-smacking flavor. Velvety vanilla ice cream chock full of luscious flakes of real bittersweet chocolate. There's a flavor twosome too good to miss. And every mouth-melting bite is famous Seal Test quality. Quality that has made Seal Test the most popular ice cream in America by an overwhelming majority. Get the Seal Test flavor of the month. Chocolate flake ice cream at your nearby Seal Test soda fountain. And whenever you crave ice cream,
get the best, get Seal Test.
Well, 1 minute, two fluffs, and 10 seconds later, and still no word.
Well, there's no use wasting any more time till Eddie gets here. I might as well rehearse my number. Oh, Hank Russell.
Yes, Dottie.
How about running through the song that just won the Academy Award?
Buttons and Bows?
Right. East is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where I'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows, rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie, take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes. I'll stand out in buttons and bows. I love you in buckskin or shirts that I've homespun, but I love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bounce, and the cactus hurt my toes. Let vamoose where gals keep us in those silks and satins and linen that shows. I'm all yours in buttons and bows. Gimme eastern trimming where women are women in high silk toes and a peekaboo clothes. The French perfume that rocks the room, and I'm all yours in buttons and bows.
Hello, Dottie. Well, I'm sorry I'm late.
You certainly are, Eddie. I'm glad you got here, but what kept you?
Oh, a lot of things, but don't ask me what they were. Just think about us. You and me. We. I and you. Eddie and Dottie. Balmy nights. Flowers. Birds and bees.
Eddie!
Yeah, I guess I got it bad. You know, this is the time of the year when a young man's fancy turns to.
Turns to what?
So the same stuff it turns through the rest of the year, only in spring they advertise it.
I'd love to stand around here talking to you this way, Eddie, but don't forget we've got a rehearsal to do.
Yeah, that's right. Who's on the show this week?
Well, besides you, our other guest is Burt Lancaster.
Burt Lancaster? Mm-hmm. You mean that tough, ruthless killer?
Oh, come now, Eddie. You've been around Hollywood long enough to know that he just plays those parts in pictures.
Yeah, and I've been around Hollywood long enough to know the real thing when I see it. When I see Bogart or Widmark on the screen, I know they're just acting. But that Lancaster, believe me, he's the real thing. He's bad. I don't want to get mixed up with that guy.
Be yourself, Eddie. And I wish you'd do me a favor.
Why, sure, Dottie. What is it?
Well, he's in his dressing room reading the script. Would you please go tell him we're ready for rehearsal?
Me? Uh-huh. But, Dottie, I... Well, all right.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, this is Burt Lancaster. What? You want to shoot those new scenes for the picture tonight? Well, gee, I got a rehearsal for the Seal Test show. Oh, I see. Well, all right, I'll talk to Dorothy Lamour. Don't worry, I'll be there. Oh, by the way, on that bank hold-up scene. Hold the wire a second. Who is it?
It's Eddie Bracken.
Would you mind waiting out there for a moment? I got an important call. I'll be right with you.
Oh, sure.
Hello? Now, where was I? Oh, yeah. About that bank hold-up. The way I see it is this. I pick up a stooge and I drive the getaway car. See? Now get a dame to use as a cover. Drive to the bank and wait outside with the motor running. See? I do the job, and on the way out, I knock off the night watchman. You got it? What's that? You don't see why I have to knock the old guy off. But I'm telling you, it's better if I kill him. Now look, take my word for it.
But, Daddy, I'm telling you, I heard it with my own eyes. He's going to rob a bank. He's going to get some dope to drive the getaway car and a dame. He's going to use her as a cover-up, and he's going to kill the night watchman. I don't want to be around when the shooting starts, so so long, Dottie.
Eddie.
No,
you come right back here.
I'm going. Let me explain something to you. The year before last, I was 29. Last year, I was 30, and this year, I was 31.
Well?
I don't want anything to interfere with that arrangement.
Oh, don't be silly, Eddie. You must have heard wrong.
I'm telling you, Dottie, I heard him, and believe me, it was real.
Eddie, will you please settle down and trust me? Oh. Take my word for it. Bert Lancaster is an actor, and he isn't going to do anything violent.
Are you kidding? I don't know. After all,
excuse me, lady. You're Dorothy L'Amour, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm Flynn from headquarters.
A detective.
That's right. Say, Miss L'Amour, I understand that Bert Lancaster's supposed to be on your show. Is he around?
Yeah, he's in the...
No, he isn't around here yet.
But he's in the...
Please, Eddie, let me handle this.
He's in...
Tell me, Mr. Flynn, what did you want to see him about?
I'd rather not discuss it. I've been trying to catch up with the guy for a long time. He's a pretty slippery customer. I'll wait around the back entrance till he shows up. Thanks.
So I heard wrong, did I? I'm telling you, Dottie, we gotta do something.
Gee, I'll admit it looks bad, but it just...
Looks bad? What are you waiting for? You want him to kill all of us? I'm telling you, Dottie, it's your duty to turn him in.
Well, why don't you?
Well, me?
Yes.
But you're a girl. He wouldn't do anything to you. Besides, if I did it and he found
Eddie
out,
Eddie Bracken, do you mean that you're a coward?
Would you mind rewording that last question?
Don't tell me you have a yellow streak running up your back.
Look, Dottie, I wouldn't like this to get around. But not only does it run up my back, it continues on over my head and down my stomach.
Gee. Gina, now you've got me worried, too. Bert will be out here soon, and that detective is waiting at the back entrance. What'll we do?
Leave it to me, Dottie. I'll trap him into a confession.
Oh.
I'll give him the word association test. And if he's a crook, we can tell by the answers he gives.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, look, all right. Look, I'll tell you. I'll say bank. He'll say robbery. I'll say hold up. He'll say cop. I'll say mob. He'll say the boys. But play it innocent, say. I'll tell him it's all just a game.
All right, but I hope it works.
Dottie.
Oh, Bert, we were just talking about you.
Something pleasant, I hope.
Oh, yes. Bert, I want you to shake hands with Eddie Bracken.
Glad to. Put it there, Bracken. Finished? Did I squeeze too hard?
I'm not sure, but excuse me a second.
Why?
I want to kiss the blood off my hand.
Eddie, I'm sorry. Really, I am.
Oh, that's all right. Now I'll only have to pay half price for my manicures. By the way, I have a little game I'd like to play with you.
A game?
Yeah.
Yes, it's the cutest game. Go on, Eddie. Explain it to Bert.
Yeah, you see, it's a word association game. I say a word, and you come right back with a word it suggests to you. You see? You got it?
Got it. Go ahead.
Well, the first word is bank.
In the side pocket.
Hold up.
Suspenders.
Mob.
Wilshire bus. Hey, this is a cute game.
Yeah, it's really... Excuse me a minute. I gotta confer with that.
Sure.
Well?
You see that? He got around every question. Boy, he's a tricky one. We gotta keep him from sticking up that bank.
What'll we do?
Hold on now. Let me think. I got it! I'll take care of everything, you see. Now, you rehearse your next song, and I'll be right back.
All right, but I hope you know what you're doing.
I know. Hey, Bracken, where you going? What about that game?
Oh, the game. Oh, yes, yeah, the game. Look, I forgot to tell you, you won 6-0. I'll see you in a couple of minutes.
Say, Daddy, what goes with that Bracken? He's acting kind of strange.
Strange? I don't think he's acting strange. He's as normal as anyone else in Hollywood.
That's what I mean. And if you don't mind my saying so, you're acting a little strange yourself.
Oh, don't be silly. I feel fine.
Oh, come on now, Dottie. I've known you a long time. What goes with this playing games? Then you two whispering to each other. And then he ducks out.
Well, Bert, I might as well tell you. We found out all about you.
About me?
You might as well admit it. We know all about the bank you're going to hold up.
But, Dottie,
Yes, and we know about the night watchman you're going to kill. Eddie overheard your whole phone conversation.
Eddie overheard.
I can't see anything funny in that.
But, Daddy, I was talking to my director. That conversation was all about a scene for my next picture. We're shooting it tonight. I was going to tell you about it.
Oh, I feel like a fool. I might have known it was something like that. Oh, that Eddie Bracken. Just wait till he comes back. I'll break every bone.
No, Daddy. Don't you say a word. That boy's going to get into trouble jumping to conclusions that way. Let's teach him a lesson. I'll explain my idea to you.
I agree with you. He does deserve a lesson. Wait a second. Oh, John?
Yes, Donnie?
Would you please run over the dialogue on page 16? I've got something to talk over with Bert Lancaster.
Sure, I'd be glad to.
Oh, Henry, don't you just love April?
It's all right.
All nature, waking up. Isn't it wonderful?
It's okay, I guess.
The birds and flowers and chocolate flake ice cream.
Hey, now you're talking.
Sure, everybody's talking about Seal Test's new flavor for April, chocolate flake ice cream. Creamy, smooth vanilla ice cream jam-packed with savory flakes of bittersweet chocolate. It's a lip-smacking treat that can't be beat. So head for the famous red and white Seal Test sign and dip into a dish of chocolate flake ice cream. And whenever it's ice cream you crave,
get the best, get Seal Test.
A few years ago, all the girls were jealous of Dottie because a certain crooner sang a song to her. The crooner was Bing Crosby, the picture was Road to Morocco, and the song, Moonlight Becomes You.
Becomes you, it goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear. Moonlight becomes you. I'm thrilled at the sight, and I could get so romantic tonight. You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. And what a night to go dreaming. Mind if I along. If I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight, although moonlight becomes you so.
To go dreaming. Do you mind if I tell?
because there's moonlight. Although moonlight becomes you so.
Okay, Bert, I'm all ready to help you with Eddie when he comes back.
Good. Now, don't forget what I told you to do.
Excuse me, Mr. Lancaster.
Yes?
I'm the head doorman. We have something outside for you. Shall we bring it in?
Sure.
All right, Nick, bring it in.
Coming up.
Take your hands off me. Leave me alone. Let go of my arm.
Oh, no, you don't. Stop your screaming. Here he is, sir.
Say, what's all this fuss about?
You know what we just caught this character doing?
What?
Letting the air out of your tires.
Letting... Look, kid, what's the idea? April's Fool Day was last week.
I know, I was doing this for Mother's Day.
What should I do with him, Mr. Lancaster? It'd be a pleasure to throw him out.
Leave him here. I'll take care of him.
Maybe you'd better throw me out, have me arrested, anything, but don't leave me here.
Don't leave you here, huh?
No,
please
don't.
I don't like your tone of voice when you say that to me.
Yeah, but I...
I'll have you know I wasn't always a doorman. Why would you...
Never mind. I'll stay.
Leave him. Here's something for your trouble.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Lancaster.
Bert, it sure is nice of you to be so understanding.
Quiet, punk. We alone now?
Yes.
So, you let the air out of my tires, huh? You thought you'd get away with it, huh? You know what I'm going to do with you?
Drop the gun, Louie.
Now I can't drive my car. So you know what you're going to do?
What?
You're going to drive me in your car. And while I'm knocking over that bank, you're going to keep the motor running, see?
I won't do it. I'm liable to get killed. You can't make me do it, can he, Dottie?
Quiet, punk.
You see that, Dottie, how are you talking?
What a sucker you turned out to be. I'm in on this bank job as much as Lancaster is.
You rob a bank? But you're in pictures. You work for Hope and Crosby.
From that, you don't make a living. Come on, let's get going.
Yeah, my trigger finger's itching.
I'll gladly scratch it for you.
Come on.
Look, you can't do anything crooked in my car.
Why not?
I got it from Honest John.
All right. Cut it out now. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, all right. I know when I'm licked. You got me, pal. But there's one thing I can't believe, that a girl like you, Dottie, is a crook, a moll.
Tell him, kid.
Look, punk. I've done some jobs that'd make your hair stand on end.
Did you ever blow up a safe?
That's for kids.
Did you ever murder anybody?
Get to the tough stuff.
Then what did you do?
I once did a broadcast from Houston.
All right, the coast is clear. We'll go out the side entrance. Come on, let's go. All right, turn it to Vine Street.
Yeah, sir.
I'm telling you, the guy's yellow.
Yeah. Hey, why are you so nervous?
For me, I'm not nervous.
You're not, huh? Now, what are you driving around the sidewalk for?
There are fewer cars up here.
What are you going to do with this guy after we pull the job?
Oh, I'll knock him off.
You going to knock me off?
Yeah, and that's not all. I'm going to send your ears to a pal in Chicago.
But you can't do that.
Why not?
Because I got a plot in Forest Lawn and they like everything in one place.
Quit the gab and step on it.
Come on. Hey, it's the cops. They're after us.
Yeah, it's the cops. That's one thing you forgot, Dottie. That detective at the back entrance, I dropped him a note as we passed by.
Why, you rat!
Yeah, and they'll be here a second, and you two will get what's coming to you.
Pull over there!
Yeah, yeah, pull over.
Well, Lancaster, I finally caught up with you.
Yeah, officer, here he is, and you can thank yours truly.
Thanks.
Oh, wait, it was nothing.
But, officer, we can explain everything.
Never mind, sister. It's Lancaster I'm after.
Well, what is it, officer?
Look, I got a kid niece, and for 3 months I've been trying to get your autograph for her.
Sign it.
Why, sure.
Well, wait a minute. What's this autograph business? These are two crooks, and they're on the way to hold up a...
Eddie, act your age. Don't you know when you're being ribbed?
Yeah, and they're going to rob this bank, and he's going to make a getaway, and they're going to kill the... ribbed?
Of course.
You mean you two, you're only... I've been listening to Sam Spade too much.
What about you, Miss Lamore? Will you sign this, too?
Gladly, there.
Well, thanks, folks. This will sure make the kid happy.
Oh, hold on there, officer. I'm Eddie Bracken. Don't you want my signature?
Sure, officer. Eddie Bracken's a very important movie star.
Oh, gee, in my excitement, I almost forgot it. I sure do, Mr. Bracken. Sign right here, please.
Oh, well, I knew you would say, well, what is this?
It's a ticket for going through that red light on Vine Street.
Goodbye, Bert Lancaster and Eddie Bracken, and thanks, Frank Nelson and Alan Reed, for playing the doorman and Flynn. Now, please stay with us, folks, for in just a moment, we're going to tell you some great news about our show for next week.
Every year, more dairy products are consumed. As demand continues to grow, the role of the dairy farmer, producers of nature's most nearly perfect food, becomes ever more important. And that's why we at National Dairy believe it's important to lend a hand to the boys and girls who will be the farmers of tomorrow. National Dairy Companies have hundreds of field men who search all the time for ways to improve and increase milk production. One of their jobs is to cooperate with 4-H clubs, Future Farmers of America, and the other groups encouraging young people to make farm homes and become good farmers. Last year alone, we sponsored contests in 28 different states covering various phases of cattle raising and dairy work. In many instances, field men are helping young people to buy cattle and showing them how to start earning money right away by producing for the National Dairy plant in their locality. These are but a few of the many ways that National Dairy Companies are working with the farmers of tomorrow, helping to assure a continued and adequate supply of the milk and milk products so essential to health and well-being. Now, here again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dottie L'Amour.
To our guest star tonight, Bert Lancaster, our sincere thanks. Your appearance contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. Good night, everybody.
Tonight's Seal Test Variety Theater was written by Howard Harris and Sidney Zelenka. Direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. Burt Lancaster is currently starring in the Norma production, The Unafraid, released through Universal International. Alan Young appeared on our last program through the courtesy of his sponsor, Tums. Tune in again next Thursday at the same time when Seal Test again presents Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour and Eddie Bracken, and as our guest, Victor Mature. Seal Test Incorporated and Associate Companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is John Lang speaking.
Now listen for Gary Cooper and Ginger Rogers in the movie comedy sensation, Good Sam. It's the Screen Guild attraction, next on NBC.